Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Randy Block as we talk leverage and more in just a moment. Too many Oklahomans do not have access to affordable high-speed internet. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet. Those who may have experienced financial setbacks during the pandemic or are struggling to get by may be eligible for a discount of up to $50 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 a month for households on tribal lands. Info at aarp.org/EBB. Sponsored by AARP Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Retired Educators Association.
The tobacco industry's business model. Step one, get them young. Nearly all smokers start by age 18. Step two, make them lifelong customers. Over half will die from smoking. Step three, find replacement smokers. Step four, repeat. Step one.
The tobacco industry will stop at nothing to get kids addicted. But if kids don't start, smoking stops. Join the fight against tobacco at stopswithme.com.
It's like the holy grail for the beef cattle industry. We're talking about leverage. Randy Block with Cattle Facts says the problem is we're simply not able to get current. We've got more cattle than we've got packing capacity. And we thought we would have that solved by now, but simply it is not the case. We've still got a ways to go.
Well, I think you can see it in the numbers. Again, we've placed fewer cattle out here. We just offset the smaller placements with a lack of harvest numbers on the front end. So it may still take several more months. It still may take another 5 or 6 months. But when it does turn, it'll turn pretty rapidly. And the market will go by us. You know, there's so much margin in here. The wholesale markets look like 280 or 285 maybe what we average next year. Well, the market at those kind of levels, you know, 135 is not very high. I mean, if you have a wholesale market that ends up being at 280 or 285, you know, you could see a market that moves higher than what I suggested today. So I think the thing, we got to stay in the game. We got to know where we're at and not get too pessimistic here.
From a market analyst perspective, the talk about, you know, the cattle contract library, the push within the Congress regarding trying to get more negotiated sales, mandating that sounds pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I mean this industry has been a free market industry for a long, long period of time, and there's times we didn't like the way it went, and there were times we did. And I think the bottom line is we do need to stick to our knitting, so to speak. I think these markets will stabilize, they'll begin to work again. We'll see them become much more responsive. But you know, you don't take. We all forget that when COVID hit, we were in our peak cyclical numbers. Mm-hmm. The peak cyclical numbers when it hit, and then we backlog a million head of cattle and a million head of feeder cattle. It just takes forever to work through those kind of supply situations, and I think we're about there. So I'm optimistic we're going to get there.
You alluded, one last question. You alluded in your presentation that the premium that's there with these alternative marketing arrangements that have all been talked about a great deal. What kind of a premium when we start, you know, talk about per head or per hundredweight, you know, what's a typical premium these days we're seeing?
Well, if you look across the industry in total, if you take into account the good and the discounts, because there's still a lot of cattle that are discounted. Again, you can't hide and wait. If you're going to sell them on a grid and formula, it's what the real value is underneath the hide. And the premium is averaged about $50 a head is what it's going to average this year. But it's a much bigger number than that for cattle that are 80% choice. I mean, if they're 80% choice, certified Angus beef and prime, the number's been averaging $70 to $80 in here. And yet you take one that's only 35% choice, again, he's not near as valuable. He's bringing a $50 head discount. So that's the way a market really should work. We really should see the winners and losers in here from not all these cattle are produced equally. And I think that has been a big change in our industry and why we're seeing the demand signal so strong. I mean, it's very clear consumers like the quality we put in our product.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.